Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Archie Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yofi Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Archie Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song written by Archie Widianto and Yofi Widianto carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret, where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening.
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyuman hangat itu mencuri renung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya. Sebatas semata harap nanti bertahan untuk setia.
Breaking the fast.
It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Gayabot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence. Here is the word of the day. Is the foundation of every struggle that will bring us victory. A quote by Kiai Haji Hashim Asyari. Kiai Haji Hashim Asyari is an ulama, national hero, and founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, Nahdlatul Ulama. Kiai Haji Hashim Asyari is known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is known as a smart and influential nation's leader, so his ideas can be a reference for generations. In the last 10 days of Ramadan, so Muslims around the world have to seize every single day to perform their best religious activities to gain as many blessings as possible in the blessed month of Ramadan. And as Eid al-Fitr is approaching, Indonesia's National Police or Polri have deployed 164,298 joint personnel for Operation Ketupat to ensure smooth travel during the upcoming Eid al-Fitr holidays. During a troop roll call in Surabaya, East Java, the National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo said on Thursday, "This operation involves personnel from the National Armed Forces, the National Search and Rescue Agency, the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Transportation Services, Scouts, and other agencies." He stated the National Police has established more than 2,000 security posts and will focus on securing 126,000 vital locations, including terminals, stations, ports, airports, and tourist sites. In addition to security measures, the National Police has also prepared traffic management schemes to anticipate congestion, especially on major toll roads and arterial routes. Well, listeners, that's glimpse of preparation of Eid al-Fitr security in Indonesia. Why don't you share about the Eid al-Fitr atmosphere in your country, the preparation, or you want to share about your Ramadan lately or today, you can share it to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, or to our RRE digital mobile app chat room, or reach us on WhatsApp +62821238121130 +62821238121130.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih sejastu. Dalam langkah menyusuri kehidupanku yang kelam, dan hampir-hampirku tak dapat melangkah lagi. Dirimu hadir bagaikan sinar menerangi jalanku. Kau tunjukkan arah mana yang kini harus ku tempuh agar diriku seperti dulu. Bersama bayanganmu kasih, dalam gerakanku terjaga dari mimpi-mimpi, dari kehidupan yang sempurna. Terlenakanku membuatku terlupa akan segalanya. Hari ini, kau tunjukkan arah mana yang kini harus ku tempuh agar diriku tak sesat lagi seperti dulu.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The rich and fertile land of Manado, where life flows in gentle streams that are genially inspiring, handy in craft, beaches that energize, lakes that provide livelihoods, a land that has embraced Christianity, post unexpected important events. With its innate hospitality. Exotic culinary delights. The sea is marvelous. Famous among divers. Cherished by the locals. This is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders. Adventure of its own. Easily accessible. Still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that link together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.
won't help my economic condition. If I dance, when am I going to make money?
That word came from Kadek Sriyani, a woman aged 38, a villager of Manistutu, Bali, who since 15 years ago has been working as a stone breaker on the river of Tukadayu, Manistutu, Bali.
I've been working since I was married, around 15 years ago. I already started working here, breaking the stone, working in the field, lifting the rock, digging the sand.
Most Balinese women would have started dancing since they are in the elementary school. But with the passage of their lives, dancing is just special occasions only, as in the case of stone breaker from Manistutu village, Kadek Sriyani. Her dainty fingers are now used in a graceful movement in a dance alone, but more often are used to the work that should be done by men, breaking stones, without any fear that their tapering fingers might be injured by the weight of the hammer used to break up large stones. How many hammers actually that Kadek has?
Three hammers actually, but this one is borrowed. I have only two. However, I can borrow from my sister. Working together, you know, if the stone is too big and cannot be broken, I could ask my sister to help. Friends too.
While working together, each has her share of rock.
Each has her own share. So later, if there is a truck coming in, it can be easily seen which one belongs to me and which plot belongs to my friends. So it's easy to divide the money.
At a glance, breaking the stone looks quite easy. This is not true, of course, but there are some tricks to make the job easier.
It depends. There are some lines on the stone surface. If they are smooth, do not hit them because they might shatter and you'd get hurt. The term is monk trick, so you must look carefully whether it can be broken down or not.
Being a stone breaker, Kadek never feels afraid of hurting her hands, even when she is wounded. Kadek already has a way to overcome it.
Yes, we'll treat it using a banana tree shoot, chewed and pasted. Then put it on the wound so that blood doesn't come out.
Every day, Kadek Sriyani does the work of breaking down the stone after the domestic work is completed. She goes to Tukadayu River in Manistutu village, about 4 hours drive from Denpasar, to break stones along with other women. There are no fixed working hours, although her income a day at most is only 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah, Kadek Sriyani accepts it gratefully. For Kadek, the results obtained are a gift from the Almighty. Her income is not fixed, depending on the weather. Because if it rains, the small truck cannot get into the river to buy the broken stone. Then, the stone that has been broken down into small pieces and the sand that has been filtered will be washed away again by the water. But bright weather also sometimes does not guarantee the money that they get can be a lot. Because even though they have broken rocks under the umbrella made of palm leaves for one whole day, no truck would come to buy the stones because there is no development project. Things like this often happen.
Depending on the fate, if things are smooth, then everything will. But if there is no project, then business will be bad.
Almost all Balinese women can dance, for dancing is part of the rituals for worshipping among the Hindu Balinese. Most of them learn to dance in their primary school. But with the passage of their lives, the women, especially the stone breakers, only dance on special occasions, such as rituals in temples. The stonebreaker women of Manistutu village, however, do not want to dance for money either, as expressed by Kadek Sriyani.
It will be so embarrassing. I'm fat now. Dancing doesn't help the economy. If I dance, when can I make some money?
Although the lives of stonebreaker women and their families are hard, they still diligently do the job as stonebreakers. Sometimes, they also hope for some other job which in accordance with their capabilities, to be able to slightly improve their lives.
What important is to have a job, so I can send my children to school and they can have decent meals every day.
Manistutu village chief Ika Tutsukadana has his own views about the profession of his female villagers. I understand, digging the sand is not really their choice, really. This is a necessity. If they could have another job, they would take it then. But they do not have the expertise and skill to do that. Digging sand or rocks in the river like that is actually not a life choice, because they do not have other skills to compete in other areas. That was the story of the brave woman from Manistutu, Bali, who are now using their dainty fingers to break up stones to provide for their families. The story of Kadek Sriyani shows that Balinese women are women who have incredible energy.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us. Voice of Indonesia.
BOI listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening.
Tayu belian, dapat melegang. Interested in building the earth or creating some community development projects after their parents bring them to their hometown, because they see some of the people in their hometown need some improvement, maybe in some techniques of agriculture or maybe in making some small enterprise, especially if the young people who are really right now not really interested in being employees. They want to start their own sort of jobs for others. They're really keen in opening up some businesses in the villages, and especially if they see some unique products or maybe some potential commodities to be developed in their hometown. I think parents should put in some seeds of interest to the children, so they will remember about how their potential can grow up and also can be shared to others in the village.
Well, listeners, that's the statement of Debbie Alfianti, lecturer at Muhammadiyah University of Jakarta, about homecoming during Idul Fitr, which is not only about coming home to your family, but also about finding the potential and building the hometown, especially here in the eyes of Gen Z. So for more details about the discussion, you can rewatch VOI Talk, Mudik, or the Great Indonesian Homecoming on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia. VOI.
At RRI Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music lists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Only in Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people have a way to find out.
ceramics of Ahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Ahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Ahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Here is Newsline. Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin announced the government's free health screening program has recorded over 1 million registrants since its launch on February 10, 2025. Minister Sadikin told the press after monitoring a health screening event for ride-hailing riders on Friday that the number of people registering to receive the services had risen to 90,000 per day. The minister stated the program enables people to access a range of health screening services, including checks for heart disease and mental health. Charge the fares at interim of the Embassy of Japan in Indonesia, Takabayashi, stated the grassroots human security grants provided by the government of Japan to several foundations in Indonesia is an essential initiative to address human security needs, particularly in areas that are not yet fully covered by specialized services. This statement was made during the signing ceremony for the 2024 fiscal year grassroots grant project second period on Thursday in Jakarta. He emphasized the project is expected to meet the needs of communities in several regions of Indonesia.
Proyek di Tangerang Raya menjadi bagian yang sangat penting untuk pemenuhan kebutuhan.
The project we are presenting today is very important part of meeting human security needs. It is also a support for regions that are not always well served amid Indonesia's extraordinary development. We hope through the implementation of this project, the assistance will be well targeted with various needs, ensuring a meaningful contribution to the development of Indonesian society. Furthermore, Takabayashi expressed Japan's hope this initiative will help create a world where human dignity is better protected and that the project will be successfully implemented by all involved parties. After undergoing a selection process from multiple proposals submitted to the embassy, the government of Japan has decided to provide funding for three grassroots human security grant projects. These projects will be carried out in several foundations across Indonesia, specifically in Indramayu, Lampung, and Papua. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Cinta Indonesia, negeri bagaikan permata, pesada bermandi cahaya. Oh tanah air beta dan elok rupawan, inilah senandung pujaan. Cinta 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 Indonesia, lautan biru terbentang di langit berkabung bintang. Setia mengabdi berbakti dan aku pun berseru cinta 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 Indonesia kamu besar lah.
hati terbatin. Dan aku pun berseru, oh,
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellaneous, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Lala Huta. Lala Huta is an Indonesian pop band that started their career in 2013 by playing music from cafe to cafe. Finally, in 2018, they released their first single entitled Tunggu Apa Lagi, or What Are You Waiting For, that marks their professional career as musicians. Through their first single, Lala Huta starts to be popular. After that, they continue to produce other hit singles such as Buat Apa Mencoba in 2019, 123 or 123, and Radar in 2023. Last May 2024, they released their latest work by introducing Kevin Widaya as their new vocalist, who immediately fills the vocals for the song Aku Bertahan or I Survive. Through the official release, Kevin's presence completes Lala Huta's formation in the band's new journey. Meanwhile, the other members are Boni Eko on the drum, Alain Hiskia on the bass, and Beno Lololia on the guitar. The song Aku Bertahan was previously popularized by Indonesian soloist Rio Febrian in 2008. Lala Huta's version of Aku Bertahan gives a different touch, but still gives a beautiful nuance to the song. It tells a story of someone who wants to stay in a relationship even though his partner wants to move away and end their relationship. Well, listener, here is the version of Aku Bertahan by Lala Huta. Enjoy the song.